Okay, we are on Baba Basra, Daf Hey, but we got up to last time to the Mishnah on Dalet Amud Beis. It's the first wide line, Hamakiv es chaver mishlosh ruchosav. So this is talking about a case where you have one field that surrounds another field inside of it on three out of the four sides. So if Reuven has the outer field, so Shimon's field is inside of it, surrounded by on three sides by Reuven. So the Mishnah says like this, Hamakiv es chaver mishlosh ruchosav. You sign it on the three sides. So v'gadar es harishona v'es hashniyah v'es hashlishis. You build a wall around the first, second, and third part of the wall. Ein mechayv enoso. At that point, we don't make the guy who owns the inner field to contribute anything to these walls if he doesn't want to. Rabbi Yossi says im amad v'gadar es haravias. If he gets up now and builds on the fourth side, which now he has an entirely enclosed field because all four sides he only built one wall, but now his field is totally covered, right, protected. So Magal Gala Besakol, he has to pay for everything. Right. So Rashi says, Hamakives Chavero Mishlosh Ruchosov, Shekana Gimel Sodos, Soviv Soda Chavero, Lishloshes Matzareha. So he surrounds his field of his friend on three sides. The Godra says, Shloshna, he builds the three walls. Nimsa Sadeo Shel Ensei Ze Mukav Mishlosh Ruchosov. So he has three walls surrounded. But that's it. Ein mechayven oso, says Rashi. Laseis klum. Doesn't give anything. Darina mistam. Bika makom shenagu shol ligdor hu. We said already many times in a field you don't make walls over there. Every near a time of the reason mishum da kati lo mahani lemidi. He hasn't even benefit from it. What benefit do I have if my field is only protected on three out of the four sides? Shakol yochin likanis miruch arvias. Anyone can just walk into the on the fourth side. A thief can walk in. Animal can walk in. It's a thing. Aval im god revis. But if he now makes a fourth wall, mechayiv no so. In this case, we do make him pay. I mean, by Gemara. Right? Normally, we said that a field is not a place where people make walls. Sahani mili bein bika la bika. That's just between my field and your field. Just like put up a wall between the two fields. The koisel gavod dalad amos. The shamhu delo beinu. That's what you don't need. My timer. Delika hezek ria. There's no real hezek ria between one field and the next. Avah b'shvil hezek behemos. Right, but an animal walking in, gonna take my food. Shelo yikansu l'sode. Tzarech ligdor goder shelo asar tfachim. Right. You have to build a wall 10 tfachim tall. Hamoneya milikanes habehemos. That's gonna stop the animals from walking in. So that's why he doesn't have to pay when he only has three. But once he builds the four, then he has to pay his share for all the other walls. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Halachik Rav Yossi. The halach is like Rav Yossi, the Omer, Im Omer, the God Res Ravius. If he gets up now and makes a fourth one, then Megalgren Alav Esakol, the Bezin is going to make him pay for all of them. Loshna Omer Nikaf, Loshna Omer Machish. It doesn't make a difference who really built the fourth side. It's actually the Gemara Baba Kama quotes this case in the discussion over there about Zen and Zivlo Choser, right? This guy's getting a benefit, right, by having now his field is completely enclosed, but he didn't really lose. Okay, but over here, back in our case, so according to Biosi, it doesn't make a difference who put up the fourth wall. If it was Reuven, who already had it surrounded by three sides, or was Shimon, who's the inner field, doesn't matter, you have to, the halach will be the same for both. So Idmar, Machlokes Amaroim. Rav Huna Omer Hakol, Lefi Ma Shegoder. Rav Huna's now saying, Pshat and Rav Yossi, the one Beisdin makes him pay for the inner owner, right? We're calling Shimon, but he has to pay. That's for everything. Everything that was actually spent on this. Chiyah Barav Amar says no. Hakol lefi dimei kanim bezol. What Chiyah Barav says no. The guy just has to pay for a smaller, lesser price of reeds, right? The owner of the it doesn't matter the material. We'll see like this. It doesn't matter what the material was made on the three walls, but on this fourth one, he could say, look, I didn't want a bigger one. I would have been content with having just a very simple protection. I didn't need a fancy schmancy stone wall over here. Tanan, Hamakiv es chaveru mishlosh ruchosa, v'godres arishon ves ashniya ves ashlishis, ein mechayven oso. So if you built walls on three out of the sides, so we don't mechayv the inner field, the owner of that to contribute. Ha-revis, but the diak is, once you do the fourth one, mechayven oso, then we do make him pay. Say, ema seif, you have to think now, look at what it says in the seifa. Rav Yossi omer, im amad v'godr es revis, if he gets up and builds the fourth one, megaglin alav es hakol, then you have to pay for the, what's it called? For the fourth. So it seems like this, that Tanakama and Rav Yossi are really saying the exact same din, right? Fish Lemel Rav Huna the Amar. It makes sense, quite Rav Huna. He says Hakol Lefi Masha Godabah, that you have to pay with the money that you actually spent on building these walls. Haini Ika Bein Tanakama Rav Yosi. So now you have a chiluk between what you have to pay. Tanakama saw, because Tanakama said Hakol Lefi Dmei Kanim Bezol In. According to Tanakama, you just pay the cheap amount. But what would have it cost to put up a basic realistic wall? But you don't have to pay the actual cost that you didn't if Reuven decided to get more expensive materials. Rabbi Yossi Sover, no, Hakol Lefi Mashagoder. And Rabbi Yossi would say, no. Then now we have to pay. You have to pay what was actually spent on the walls. So that makes sense as a chilik within Rav Huna between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. Ella, however, the Chiyabar Rav, the Omer Hakol Lefi Dmei Kanim Bezol, that you pay according to the amount of cheap materials. My Ika Bein Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. What is the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? E Dmei Kanim Bezol Lo Kahavile My Kahavile. If you're not going to give him the cheap price of reeds, then what are you going to give him? So I'm always going to give like three answers over here. So number one, Ebias Ema. Maybe the Nafkamin is as follows. Augur Natira Ikabinahu. The difference is by paying like a shomer, a watchman, to do that. Tanakama Sover, Augur Natira In, to make Kanim is all low. According to Tanakama, you could pay just, the amount to keep somebody out would be a watchman, which is less expensive than than these reeds. Rabbi Yossi Sover, to make Kanim is all. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he could demand the full amount of what it would pay for to make a wall. The cheapest material would be the reeds, but that's a higher amount than just getting this augur natira, the wages of a shomer. Number two, Ibai Seima, second nafkamina between Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. Rishona Shnia Vishlishis Ikabinahu, paying for the first, second, and third walls, right, of the inner field. Tanakamasov Revius Hudi Yahivle, it's only the fourth wall he has to pay. Aval Rishona Shnia Vishlishis Lo Yahivle, he doesn't have to pay anything for the walls number 1, 2, and 3. And Rabbi Yossi Sover, no, Rishona Shnia Vishlishis Nami Yahivle, he has to pay for the walls, for all the walls. Okay, that was the second nafkamina. Another one, Ibai Seima Makif Venikaf Ikabinahu. Maybe the nafkamina is to who actually put up this fourth wall, right? Tanakama Sover, he holds Taima da Amad Nikaf, the Megaglan Aves HaKol. The reason why you have to pay, according to Tanakama, is because the one, Shimon, the one who was already, he got up and showed, look, I get a fully enclosed field, and I don't have to make one wall that's Gevaldik for me, right? So then, well, once you show that you're interested in it, that you're benefiting from this, it's Nichle, he wants this, so then in that case, you can pay for everything. Aval Amad Makif, but if the Makif, Reuven, who already was building walls anyway, if he was the one to make the fourth wall, Ein Nosin Lo Ela Demei Revius, then all he has to pay is just for the amount of the fourth wall. That's according to Tanakama. If Yossi Sover, no, it doesn't make a chilas. Loshna Nikaf, Loshna Makif. Doesn't matter who made the wall. Reuven makes the wall or Shim makes the wall. Im Amud Begadr, if one of them got up and made a fourth wall, Megal Glanav Esakol, then you'd have to pay for the cost of making these walls. Okay, then Lishna Krina is a different version of this last Ibai Seima. Makif Venikaf Igabinaihu. If the makif was the one who made the fourth wall, then he has to pay. Right, if the nikaf was he's the one who got up and did it, and he has to pay, the galidaita denichale, because he reveals his intentions, he shows that this is beneficial to him. But according to, in this version now, if the makif were the one who was that was just Reuven, if he did that, then lo yahivle midi, then he doesn't have to give anything, because I could say, okay, Shkoyach, you just fenced in all my four properties, but I didn't ask you for this. I never asked for this. I don't have to pay for it. And again, the Gemara in Zen Ezev L'Chosser discusses what the ramifications are there of the sugya over there in Bava Kama, I think the third parak. On top of Hey Amud Aleph, Ronya, this man named Ronya. Akfe Ravina me arba ruchoisa. He had a field, right? He had a field that was surrounded by Ravina on all four sides. So he's like the inner field, and is Ronya, and Ravina has the outer field. So Amalei, so Ravina built the four, surrounding walls on his thing. Havli kam de gadrei. Pay me for the exact amount of money I spent on building these materials. I mean, we're gonna split it. Not you have to pay everything, but cost me $500. So you give out $250, whatever it is. Lo Yahivle, Ronya would not give him the money. Havli lefi kanim bezol. Okay, so then don't give me the amount that I actually spent. Give me what it would have cost. It would have cost $200 to make fields out of that. I'm again making up fake numbers, but let's say so give me $100 to at least split that cost. Lo yagle, you didn't want to pay that either. Havli agane tiruso. So give me the smallest amount. Give me like the much it will cost for a watchman. Lo yagle, he didn't give that to him either. Okay, so he didn't pay for anything. Yom echad havakagoder dikle. So one day, Ronya is now using his dekel. He's harvesting some dates. So then, Amalei, Ravina says la arise to his sharecropper, zil shkomine kibura da ahine. Go get a kibura, a cluster of dates from him. Right. So he went to go azilasuye ramabe kalod, and he started yelling at him. Ronya started yelling at him. Right. He's protesting, raising his voice. So Amalei, Ravina says to him, Galesa Daitach, you showed the Menach Nihalach that you want this, the fact you're working in the field. Lo Yehe Ela Iza Ba'alma. Even if it was just a goat, right, that was coming in, Milo Boy Nitirusa, you wouldn't need a goat, you would need some sort of Shmira to get the goat out. So Amalei, when he says back to him, Iza Ba'alma, Ba'achluye Ba'aya. For a goat, you could just chase it away. I don't need balls, I don't need anything like that. So Amalei, Lo Gabra Boy is the Nichlele. You need a man to chase it away. See, pay at least for the shomer. Pay me for the guard to do that. So he wasn't doing that. So also the kind made the Rava. So Ravina comes for Rava to Paskin what to do in this case. So Amalei. So Rava says to Ronya, the one who's refusing to pay, Zil Paise b'mai dat Pais. Go, you know, go appease him with what he's willing to do. It means he was willing to take just the smallest amount of Agana Tirusa, just the smallest amount of a guard. So for that, pay him that much amount. The Elo, and if you don't accept, if you're not willing, you know, they can pshar over here to pay the basic amount, the Inaloch, Dina de Rahuna, Alib de Rabiosi. And I'm going to pask in the case where Huna's pshat within Rabiosi, you're going to have to pay for half of the cost of what he actually spent, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So that's how he pask in the case. Ronya, Zvan Ara Amitsu de Ravina. So, this is not really the last case, but Ronya had bought land that was next to Ravina. So Ravina la saluke mishum dina de bar metzra. So Ravina wanted to remove Ronya from it because of dina bar metzra. Bar metzra means if somebody is selling property that's next to mine, directly next to mine. So I have the right of a first refusal. If I'm willing to match the highest price that he's willing to get, you know, someone's willing to give $5,000 for the field. So if I will match that, then I get it because it's considered a benefit to me that I could extend to have property adjacent to me. That's called bar metzra, right? You have to offer it to your neighbor first. There's a beautiful vort they say over that, so the famous Gemara in Shabbos on Peches. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to the Klal Yisrael, and the Malachim were protesting. So some of the Mefarshim explained, it's like this, Midin Bar Metzra. When you want to sell something, you have a Schaira, you have to offer it to your neighbor first. And the Malachim and Shemaim, so they wanted the Torah first. But okay, back to Earth, back to our din of Bar Metzra. Omer Le, Rav Safra, Berei, the Rav Yeva, the Ravina. So Rav Safra, the son of Yeva, says to Ravina, an interesting mashal, Omri, people say like this. Omri Inche, Arba Litzala, four dinners you pay for a large hide, Arba litzlola, and four you pay for a small hide, right? Ronya also owned land that was bordering it. He also had it in it, and so you can't remove him, even though the way he surrounded it was the way Tosfos learns. Well, let's do Rashi first, then we'll see the Tosfos. Rashi gives two pshatim over here. Arba litzala, the arba litzlola. Ani shemati heard the following. Tzala ratzon ani, that he was a leather worker, poor. Litzlola ratzon oshin, and a wealthy leather worker. V'kacha malo. So you need four, the number four is you need four loaves of bread to feed your family every day. A poor man needs four loaves of bread and a rich man needs four loaves of bread. This guy, Roni, he's an Ani. He needs this field for his parnasa. You're a rich guy already, right? You're just going to get more wealthy, but he's you know, struggling. Right? You want to get rid of him using the din of bar metzra and take the field for yourself. Right, you should do what's yosher, what's upright, do beyond the letter of the law. I say yosher v'toyiv ani zeh. You should do what's, you know, yashrus to this ani, right? But al tistalku tisalkehu. Don't remove him from it. Okay, so that's the first pshat Rashi quotes. Yesh legamgim. However, we could question this. Dahor Koritzala Velo Hartzon. It's called, it's leather is called this, but it's not the, it's not the, the worker itself, right? It's the leather worker. But Sala is the hide, but Slala is the leather worker. Rina Ba'alma, right? My Dargush, Mor Nidarim, Arsa Ditzala, Omrani. Ronya Ratzon Haye. He was this leather worker. Venoisin Oros La Abedonin. He gave them to his workers. Vasos Mehen Minalim Lamochim Meshut. To make shoes out of them and sell them in the market. Vekach Amalo Rav Safra Lervina. This is what really what Rav Safra is saying to Ravina. Ha'ani Zeh Sechar Muat. He makes a very small profit margin on his sales. Shutzarich Litein Sechar Harbe La'adonim. He has to pay his workers a lot. To Amr Inshik, people say, Arba Zuze Letzarich Mekach Or. It costs four for the skin, for the leather. Vaba Zuze Letzarich Ha'adonim. And you have to pay four more for just for the works themselves. Hanit Slala. Lefikach Asa Yosher Betov. Therefore, because he has such large expenses and makes such a little profit, you do what's Yosher, do what's Yov. Vetihilo Hasada Lo, the Parnassus Beso. And give it to him. So those are two different pshatim quoted by Rashi. Is how to understand what the message is, what this this Musa the Rasafra is giving to Ravina. The Rabbi Natam quotes a number of kashes. He says like two lines before it gets wide, Ombe Natam, right? I'll see it over outside. The way the Rabbi Natam was saying is like this. Ravina and Ronya both had a field that surrounded this guy's property, but the difference was like this. Ravina had surrounded him on three sides, and Ronya only surrounded or was adjacent to him on one side. So Ravina thought that I have a bigger taina on him, but really it's a halachic point he's bringing out to him that no, he also has a status of bar mitzvah, so therefore you can't really get rid of him because as long as his one part of his field is adjacent to this, you know, field itself for sale, then for he gets rights just the same as you do. Okay, Vaita. Next mission. We saw this when we were discussing earlier about the sugya of Hezek Ria. Kosel Chotzer Shenofo. You had a dividing wall in a courtyard that it fell. Mechayven oso livnoso ad arba amos. We obligate to rebuild it up to dalad amos. Bechezka shenoson ad shiavi raya shlonoson. And the chazaka, the assumed status is that the guy gave his share of the money unless the other guy can bring a raya, a proof that he didn't contribute. Me arba amos lumalon. But the Beis Din does not require to make it from four amos up. A mechayven oso. You don't have to do more than that. So, now, somach lo kosel acher. Let's say the neighbor who was not willing to pay for it, then he builds another wall that's close to one that was built up. It's higher than arba amos. He wants to make like a roof over them. There's like a room you can connect the two walls. Sa afagav de lo nosan alav esatikra. Even though he hasn't yet put up the roof, megalglanav esakol. We force him now to pay his share. Bechezkas shlonoson. They didn't pay. Ad shavirai shlonoson. And the builder of the first wall has a tiny. He didn't get any payment from his neighbor. So the chazak is that he has not yet given any of the money until he brings a raya that he did give money for building of the wall. It's the Rambam in Hilchos Shcheinim. Second. Dun. No, where is it? No, I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me. Okay, we'll go on. Says the Gemara. Omer Reish Lakish Hakaveh Zman Lechaveiro. If a person has a set amount of time to pay a loan that was given to him, va'omalo, and then the guy says, Praticha B'toch Zmani, I paid you back within the time. Ein Neman. We don't believe him. Because we don't assume that people are going to pay back debts before they're due, right? Halavai ulavai sheyifra bismano. Halavai should only be if you'd offer you just to pay it on time, right? That's Reish Lakish's statement. Abai v'rova damer tarvaihu avi inish depara begozimne. No, Abai and Rava argue on Reish Lakish. No, a person could very realistically be assumed to pay before it's actually due. Why? Zinin mizrami lezuze. Sometimes he falls into a little bit of money. Amr ezav ifre. I'm gonna go and pay my debt on top of my days. Ki hechi delo li tardan. So he's not gonna be a tirko. He's gonna have to running after me to collect the money. Except for sometimes people would pay in advance. Okay. So now I'm going to try to bring a raya for the opinion of Abai and Rava. Tanan, bechezkas shenoson, right? He has this is, again. This is the case where the wall was built, and one of the neighbors says that he was the only one who built it, the guy didn't help that. So right, Bechezka Shenosin, we assume that he has given Ad Sheavi Raya Shlonosin, unless you can bring a proof that he did not give it to him. Say, hey Chidami, what exactly is the case over here? Ilame de Amrle Praticha Bizmani, if you can say I paid you at the time when it was due, right, because the wall is completed, Pshita Bechezka Shenosin. So it's obvious that we have a chazaka that he did. So Elalav must be the Amalei. He said Praticha Betoch Zmani. I paid you within the time before it was due, right? While the wall was still being built, right? And you see in this case the Mishnah says that we assumed he did give, right? So Amal Ovid Inish to Parei Betoch Zmani. You see the person would pay within its time, right? That's like a buy-in. That's like Rava. That's against Reish Lakish. No, shiny Hocham. This case is different. It's the thing, the whole safa v'safa zimnehu, because every time you make a row, you had to pay for that, right? It's not like you know, your payment is due specifically when you finish the entire wall. Each and every row is you know, you pay for that as he's going. Okay, so Gemara says Tashma. Now I'll bring you a proof for Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's shita was that, you know, we don't believe you because halavai, someone should pay on time, but to think that a person would actually pay in advance, you know, that's not going to happen. As this is the case where the Beis Din doesn't force the neighbor to build it higher more than Dalad Amos, right? But if this neighbor who's not willing to, he's being reluctant to do that, he builds another wall, which was close, right, to that other wall, he wants to make a roof over it, right? So then the Beis Din makes him pay for all the wall, because even though he hasn't made a roof over it, right? And if the one who did build the wall says he didn't give his he didn't get anything from the other guy, Bechezka Shlonoson, right? We assume he's not given the money. Ad Shiavi Raya Shlonoson, until he proves that he did give the money. So this is the idea that we don't assume people pay in advance. That's like Reish Lakish. Say, hey Chidami, what's the details over here? Ilema wad da amrle praticha bizmani. I paid within the amount of time. Amilo, right? Why would he not be believed if he said that? Why would he not be believed? Elalav must be da amrle. The guy said praticha betoch zmani. I paid you within the time, right? Before it was actually due, and that's why I'm not believed. Amalav lav of it inish de par begozimne. People don't pay back their debts, you know, before it's due, right? You know, how about we should pay on time, right? The busiest day in the post office is April 15th when taxes are due. People wait till the last minute. They don't pay earlier, right? No, shiny hocha. It's not necessarily right for that. To omer miyemer de mechayvu li rabbonin, because it's different. The guy, this neighbor who's not willing to necessarily pay, he says, who says the rabbonin are going to make me pay for this wall, right? I'm not sure I'm going to have to pay for it. So then, certainly, he's not going to pay before the money is due. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Braid, Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Kabai, V'Rava. So now, how are they paskin? So they all follow the opinion of Abai and Rava. Mar Bar Ravashi, Avdi, Kiresh Lakish. And Mar Bar Ravashi paskin like Reish Lakish. The Hilchasa, Kiresh Lakish. And the Halacha follows the opinion of Reish Lakish. That is how we actually paskin. The person is not necessarily believed when he says he paid it before it's due. Filu Miyasme. And even if the Beis Din is collecting from orphans based on this, if you're coming to collect money from the property of Yisomim, of orphans, you have to first take a shmuel. You haven't already collected this debt from the father. There you can here in this case you can collect without taking a shmuel. Why? Chazaka lo avid inish depara begozim. You see how strong this chazaka is. This assumption is that a person would not pay the debt before it's time to pay it back. Okay, Emir Tzachem, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up Davav with the beginning of Ibai Lahu.